So Treaties Recognition Week, a declaration was signed on our request by the Minister of First Nations and Métis Relations, Mr. McMorris, I think a couple of weeks ago. But that came about because there was a young teacher, Justin Freetag, from Iqaluit Lumsden Elementary School and his grade 5 class. And Justin did a lot of work on a learning journey and in his life to make himself very aware of the history of the land that he lives in, and really utilizes teaching treaties in the classroom, the curriculum that's out there, and other sources in his classroom. So the grade 5 students at Iqaluit Lumsden Elementary School, they came up with this idea, right? It was all theirs. They started doing the advocacy with their teacher, Justin Freetag, and he did a really good job. He contacted us, said, this is what we think should happen. There should be like a Treaties Recognition Week or Treaties Awareness Week, and our local MLA will support it. And he contacted the provincial government. He was doing his advocacy work on the ground. And I said I would definitely support it, of course. And we had various chiefs who supported it, like Sweetgrass Chief and Council, passed a BCR supporting it. Chief Connie Big Eagle from Ocean Man, Chief Tammy Cook-Searson from Lac La Ronge Indian Band. We had a lot of support coming from leaders. And I said, of course, I would support that. And I really thought about it. I'm like, well, why didn't we have this before? But there's things that you just don't realize that are so simple and so easy that can make huge impacts down the road. So I began discussions with the chief of staff of Minister McMorris's department. We put in the correspondence. Mr. Freetag had so much ideas about what could be going on during Treaties Recognition Week. And because we had such a short time frame right now, because we wanted to get this launched on this long weekend, right? Because of course, as we know, or many people may not know, that it was Queen Victoria that began the numbered treaties, and the majority of them were negotiated during her reign as queen. So the connection to those crown promises is very evident and needs to be educated about. So this is a very perfect time to go ahead and declare this week Treaties Recognition Week. So there will be a lot of links on our web pages, on our social medias, to videos being played every day, to some teacher lessons. And next year we're hoping for a bigger launch, but it was just this year we had to do as much as we could in such a short time frame. But we definitely wanted to get it done now, because this grade 5 class who did all this work, they're going to be moving on from Mr. Freetag's room, and you know, they really have to be given the credit for the work that they did. It was just amazing and impressive. They are the future leaders of the people in this province, and they're in grade 5, and I just can't applaud them enough.
Okay, and I know you touched on, you know, the history of kind of how this, Recognition Week kind of came to be. Can you talk to me a little bit more about how it's going to be operated next week?
Media release may go out from our office today, but if not, then it would be Tuesday. It'll lay out what activities there are, which, you know, it's mostly online, clicking on the correct links. We're going to have, I think, a speaker every day from our website, and schools, classrooms can celebrate or participate in any way they can, right? And we realize and know that our teachers are already overwhelmed with a little bit of resources that they do have in trying to teach their kids in their classrooms. So, you know, those are there for an option, and people can click on them anytime. You could watch them at home during the evening. That's to start the conversation.
Okay. And I know you touched on this a little bit, but if people are wanting to, you know, learn more or take part in Treaty Recognition Week, how can they go about doing that?
They can go to our website and our social media pages, www.otc.ca, on Instagram, I think it's Treaty Office SK, and on Facebook, it would be the Office of the Treaty Commissioner. So I think, and of course, our website, right, otc.ca.